Hey guys, it's rare for me to do two episodes in one day, but you know, I'm really feeling myself. So, episode 3, Through the Deaf Eyes. And when I mean deaf, I mean D-E-A-F. Yes, you can Google it all you want. The common stereotype that deaf people are, you know, born without sound or lose their hearing, and that automatically makes them, you know, inferior to everybody else. Well, I'm here to put that stereotype down, and I'm here to say that they hear you. And of course, I don't understand why people are so ignorant to think that, you know, just because you're deaf, you don't or you can't do something. Because can't is an impossible word. It is. Now, I've been given the opportunity to kind of, you know, get a tour of deaf culture, the deaf language, even a deaf college. And honestly, what's the difference between that and the real world? I mean, what's the difference? Well, I'm here to tell you there is no difference because we are all human. You know, everybody has feelings. If you're black, if you're white, Mexican, Latino, Chinese, if you're born with one leg or one arm, or, you know, you lose those, or, you know, of course, you're deaf or you're blind, there's nothing wrong with that. Everybody is human. We are human for a reason. We're here on this planet for a reason. So please stop with the stereotypical crap that deaf people can't do stuff, because that is not true at all. As I took this type of course, you know, American Sign Language, I took that as a class. And, you know, honestly, I could have blew over my elective credits, you know, the 2 credits that I needed. I could have used that for Spanish, French, German, you name it. I could have used it for anything. But you know what? I use ASL because I recently found out I had a deaf cousin. I didn't know. I found this out maybe a couple weeks before school started my junior year of high school. You know, and of course, the first day of ASL, I wasn't there because I was sick. But the second day, I missed so much. And I was scared because I said, oh, I'm never going to be able to learn signs with my fingers. What if I'm too slow? Well, you know, what if the teacher, you know, is completely fluent? And yes, I felt as if I was behind. And yes, the teacher is very fluent. And she's hearing, too. It makes it even, you know, more scary. Because, you know, I thought that I was going to fail the class. But, you know, she actually took the time out to actually help us learn something that very few people take the time out to learn. And some people were probably there just for the credit. But, you know, as time kind of progressed, how the teacher taught it and how she kind of had a relationship with all of her students kind of broaden my aspects of ASL in a way that, you know, I continue to kind of adore, you know? And, you know, I don't know if she's listening or not, but, you know, I really do want to thank her because, you know, if it wasn't for her, I probably would have dropped that course and probably just been completely cut off from another world that I could experience. You know, I work in retail. I work in a grocery store. And I, you know, on a daily basis, I deal with customers at the service desk. I deal with customers at the cashier line. I deal with them everywhere I go. You know, if somebody called customer service, I'll be right there. But, you know, I encountered, and this was actually on Sunday. You know, this wasn't my first deaf customer, but it was a deaf family. It was a deaf couple, to be precise. And it brought me back to the first time I actually encountered a deaf person at, you know, without my teacher, you know, and she would always prepare us for this day. She would say, you know, she would always be right up with us and tell us, you know, this is what you do, this is what you don't do, you know, and I was like, oh, please, I'll just be myself. And when they started signing and I saw their facial expression, and it wasn't like happiness. It was more like, oh, I have to go through another day of this hell. And you know, I think what I mean by that is, you know, when you go, I think you automatically, it's like, okay, for example, you go to the beach and, you know, you didn't have time to work on your summer body. Everybody's at the beach all swole. You know, we're all swole, you know, if you're a guy or if you're a girl, you know what I mean, either way. And you feel like you're the complete outsider, you know, you feel like you can't relate. And I, you know, it was that kind of facial expression, it's common. And, you know, I started signing to the guy and his face kind of lit up, you know, and he only looked like he was 20, 21. His face lit up because he responded back to me. He said, "Wait, you sign?" I said, "Yeah." I said, "Yes." I said, "I'm still a student, you know, but yes, I do sign." And we had, you know, I did what I could. I fingerspelled whenever I could. I, you know, if I didn't know a word, I'd ask. I just fingerspell, and he would show me the sign. And I felt like I had a new bond with somebody. And I feel like that's what people in society are missing, especially between the deaf and the hearing, blind and the hearing. Well, that came out wrong. Blind in the hearing. Blind in the seeing, I guess. I guess that's how you want to look at it, you know? And why can't people do this in general? I don't understand. You know, I just don't understand. And I'm not saying that we all have to sit down and learn sign language. I'm not saying it, because it's not going to happen. You know, people, you know, how society's going, it's not going to happen that simply. Simple, excuse me. But what can we do to kind of build a bridge to new world, you know? And I shouldn't even be saying new worlds. We're all human. It's just we should build bonds with people that, you know, we don't typically see every day. Like, if you don't see somebody from Canada every day, you can have a conversation with that person. They may want to have a conversation with you, you know? Build a bond with somebody else. And I, you know, ever since I've learned ASL, I kind of been able to build more bonds with people, and they don't have to feel like they're in prison. I actually feel like I'm in prison because whenever I feel like I couldn't communicate with them, I feel like I'm letting them down because, you know, I can't be myself. But as I learn ASL day in and day out, you know, I feel as if I'm able to make somebody's day, you know, talk to them, everybody. I don't have to worry about, you know, feeling like I'm in a box, you know? And I'm pretty sure deaf people feel the same way, you know? And, you know, I just kind of don't understand why you can't do this. And, you know, it's terrible how stores and hospitals and lawyers, you know, even though it's written in stone as law, the ADA, you know, Americans with Disabilities Act, you know, that, in which I still kind of, you know, I feel like, you know, it's a shame that people in these types of industries are still not following it, and it's not good enough, you know, because, for example, the Civil Rights Act, just because there was new rights granted to African Americans and minorities, it still didn't happen on that type of scale, you know. Just because it was written federally doesn't mean people on the lower levels are going to follow it. And I feel like it's the same exact thing. That's why history always repeats itself. And I feel like it's happening with this. It's still happening with this. Let me say it like that. And there's going to be people who disagree with me. It's still happening with this. Because, and let me backtrack here. My, you know, my teacher, she, you know, she left us, you know, in the hands of one of the good people she felt like she can trust. Because, you know, she started her own family, and I'm proud of her for it. I hope she's listening, you know. And our sub is deaf. You know, she's deaf. And, you know, at first, you know, and like everybody in my class, we were all very nervous because, you know, we felt like our teacher, we felt like she prepared us for this, but we felt like, you know, we would let her down, you know. You know, honestly, it wasn't that bad. It's still not that bad because even though our sub is deaf, if we don't know what she's saying, we have the abilities that our teacher gave us to kind of, you know, still say like, "Hey, I don't understand. Can you explain this to me?" And she'll do whatever it has to be. She'll do whatever it has to be done to make sure that we understand. And, you know, I thank her as well, you know. You know, but also another thing that I'm noticing, though, people are just disrespecting the culture of American Sign Language, or disrespecting the deaf culture. just simply if, like, you know, you walk into a room and, you know, I'm not going to name names, but you walk into a room and you're trying to get that deaf person's attention, and somebody says in there, oh, they're deaf, and they have the audacity to speak louder. Like, that's really going to help. Like, that's really going to help. You know, it's sad because you think people have more common sense than that, you know? And, of course, it goes back to people don't know, you know, people, not everybody knows, but if you don't, if you do know, and they already said it, you know, that's a red flag right there. Doesn't that sound like a problem? Doesn't it? Doesn't it? It's sad that we can't learn more about this, you know? I'm going to bring back to my original hearing teacher. You know, she took us to Gallaudet, which is, as you know, it's the oldest deaf college. It's a deaf college in D.C. You know, it was breathtaking, you know. University. But it was breathtaking because it felt like I was on a, I didn't feel like there was nothing different because I was in the environment of a college setting, you know. I got to talk to different people there. I got to sign to them. They showed me cool new signs that I'd never thought, you know, that my teacher said one way, but, you know, they did another. And, of course, that's how languages work, you know. There's always going to be different interpretations to different things. But, you know, it was just breathtaking at the fact that I got to meet new people, that I got to party with them, you know, for, like, with the 2 hours that we had there. But, you know, they were having a... Gallaudet was having like some sort of, I noticed they were having some sort of music festival or something. I don't know. It was some type of festival and they were playing those types, like those loud bass musics. And, you know, everybody was dancing, you know, everybody on the, that were attending the thing were dancing and they were having fun. And, you know, it was amazing, you know? And of all places I went to the food court. And yeah, you may be asking, oh, why are you talking about the food court? Oh, you sound fat. You know, even though the food was good, you know, I had to get 3 plates. I know. But, you know, I just went there. I didn't know where to get my food. I was waiting in line. I could have just easily, you know, could have just frozen, let people get in front of me, and they could have been mean about it. But no, somebody came in front of me. He tapped me, and he said, the plates are right over there. He signed that to me. And at first, you know, I only knew plates because, like, you know, classifiers, I kind of understood. And so I said, thank you. And he said, no problem. He said, are you a student? And, you know, I said, no. I said, I'm visiting from a high school. And he was like, oh, really? Where? And I was telling him, I was signing to him. And our teacher kind of, like, she, what's the word? She kind of taught us there are small cities, you know, there's not going to be people who, like, right off the bat understand it. And, you know, I did the sign for the area that I live in, and, you know, he was like, where is that at? He's like, where is that at? And I fingerspelled it to him. He's like, oh, that's right next to Frederick. And I said, yeah. And, you know, it's important. And going back to, I want to go back to that customer I had, that 21-year-old customer. You know, I'm still good friends with him, and he's actually a senior at Gallaudet. And last time I talked to him, you know, he was at the service desk, and my manager was trying to help him, but he was going off of what the interpreter was telling him. And, you know, I recognized, I was like, hey, I know him. And I went up to him, I was talking to him, he was like, yeah, man, how long is this gonna be for this whole process? Because he was doing a those Western Union things, or whatever. And, I told him, I said, don't even worry about it. This manager's right here, he's really good. And he said, oh, good to know, thank you. You know, it's just, sometimes I wonder, just like, why isn't this like a assembly to show us, you know? Why aren't there like, you know, why don't we join together and kind of have like a unified, you know, festival, you know? And I'm pretty sure it exists out there somewhere, but I think we need more of those, especially in the school areas, because honestly, nobody knows about certain languages, and ASL is one of them. Nobody knows. Nobody. And it's sad because the only reason why I found out about it is because I asked one of my friends and they told me about it. They were taking American Sign Language and I thought, you know, hey, that'd be cool. I have a deaf cousin that I just learned about, you know, I think I should take it. But you know, if you can't find it in your own, if you have to literally search, and our school gave us all these thick packets. They gave us these thick packets of the classes that we wanted to take, and they do it every single year. And ASL was in, it wasn't completely hidden, but it was in tiny print on the end page. And it was, I believe it wasn't by itself, but it was basically by itself. And nobody would see it because nobody would flip to those types of pages. And it's sad. You know, that's a problem. You know, I don't know. It's bad that we're not learning about these types of cultures. We're all human, and I think it would do us all good if we learn about each other. I think that would lead us to a more unified and peaceful environment. So what I hope you take with you today, I just want you to go online and just Google a song that's interpreted in ASL. Whatever song you like. And I just want you to see, you know, just, it's amazing. I promise you. ASL is probably the one thing that I can say, you know, I can connect myself. You know, I can add on to, you know, connect myself to new people. And, you know, I don't have to feel like, you know, I don't have to make people feel like they're left out and vice versa, you know. I get to treat everybody the way they want to be treated, and I get to ask them how their day is, and, you know, just be something to people, you know, vice versa. So take that with you. You guys have a great rest of your night, and keep your head up and your feet dry. I'm not going to have a third video. I'm not that savage. But good night, everybody.